Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord. Georgia, would you put that picture up for me? Last Sunday, Ms. Natalie Wood drew this picture of me. And here, when she's sitting back there, this is what she sees. She sees the cross. She sees an ugly fella with glasses. I brought that up so that I could just say that I am just happy that she even notices I'm here. It was good. First of all, welcome to our visitors, and we're glad you're here. And it's especially good to have Lauren and Andy and Lane and Caroline here with us this morning. And if you don't know it, if you haven't seen her, Caroline is beautiful, and she looks just like her pawpaw. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So it's always a pleasure to have your family here, and we're glad they came our way. We're glad you're here as well. I know we've got some folk traveling, and there's a lot going on this time of the year. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Brother Russ said earlier, and so here I'm going to repeat, our directory of information. So we have a directory that they have worked hard to put together. Has your name, birthdays, anniversaries, da-da-da-da-da. If you're not in our directory and want to be there, please, there's forms back there to fill out, and we'll edit it. And if you've had a change of information, please put that back there and we'll edit that. You can leave out what you don't want in there. But if you leave your birthday out, somebody will tell on you anyway, so you won't get by, right? Yeah. Happened to you, didn't it? Yeah. Okay. It's so bad that Gene just missed on his birthday. He didn't even want to be here. We got him Wednesday night, though, so there you go. Okay. All right, this morning, a few announcements besides those, a building fund offering. Now, the building fund is the second time it passed the plate around. It is so that we can take care of our facilities, expand. We have upgraded. That's what the building fund does. So please, as God has blessed you, contribute to that. Also, tonight is business meeting. Now, if you're a member here, you need to come and be involved in the business meeting. If you're not a member here and you want to come and know exactly what's going on at this church, come to the business meeting, because we don't have any secrets. It's all voted on by us, the membership here. This church belongs to God, and we do the best that we can to take care of His business, His money. So come see for yourself, okay? Tell a lot about a church by the business meeting. So I encourage you to come. That'll be tonight at 6. Tuesday. June the 4th at 6 p.m. We will be observing the Lord's Supper here. So if you're a member, please come. Plan on coming. Sister Sue Watson is going to prepare the meal. That'll be at 6 o'clock. All right. We're in our summer program on Wednesday night, so we're doing ice cream. This next Wednesday, the 5th, ice cream will be provided by Sister Pat Whitener and Brother Dean. So if you want to get in that rotation, you just need to sign up back there to volunteer to bring ice cream. Okay? June the 10th, Cindy, Miss Crook, VBS. Starting at 6. Okay, when are you going on vacation? We'll change the date real quick. Do you have all the teachers you need?
We still don't have a preschool teacher.
Okay. All right. So let me just put it this way. If you want to work, we'll find a place if you can. It also was asked earlier if there would be an adult class. And years past, we have done that. The last couple years, we have not. But I will be prepared, and if you want to come and have an adult class, I will teach it. Okay, so there. All right, nursery attendance this morning, Cindy and Jerry. Next Sunday, Sam and Donna. Did I miss anything?
Page number 211.
Everybody. Woo, I can't think of a better place than to be. It's right here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has given us to come worship. And I'm glad to be back home. I was gone for a good reason last Sunday, and Fred had already forgot my name before I got back. I was gone. I did a veterans benefit over in Malvern last Sunday. Had a really good time. Had a really good service. A very meaningful cause. But I'm back, and the choir is ready to go.
Amen.
And we're going to do a song. I love this song, and the choir does it so good. I hope you enjoy it. It's called "I'm Too Near Home to Turn Back Now."
I've been traveling here in this life with its heartache, trouble, and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn aside. I say, Satan, get me behind. No returning, if you'll find. I'm too near my heavenly home where I
Did I understand you right? We have a treat this morning?
I think so.
Brother Sam's beautiful daughter-in-law, Laura, is going to sing a special for us this morning.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. You gonna sing it one more time with me? Let's do it one more time. Okay, you do it. Okay. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. All right.
Thank you, Lauren and Lane, and if you can't tell, he gets his bashfulness from me. It sounded like Caroline wanted to help, so maybe one of these days she'll get up there with him, with them. So you understand how it is sometimes, a different crowd, more different people, so we appreciate that very much. All right, this morning, Jeff tried really, really hard to get on part of my sermon at least, and where you at? And Jeff back there, I guess, counting the offerings, but it's not going to change it. So God laid this on my heart very strongly. I desire your prayers. This one's a little hard-hitting, if you will. It's God's Word. We're going to be reading several scriptures, so I don't know how to tell you to keep up. John 8, Matthew 6, Joshua 6, Hebrews 10, and I'm going to start in Exodus. I'm sorry, Donna. Slow. John 8. Okay. I may have to start trying to put the list up there. I don't know, but I know you like to read along, so I'll try to give you time to get there. First one will be John 8, although I am going to start in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, and it says very plainly, the first of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And there's a period at the end of that, okay? Matthew 22:36, Jesus is asked the question, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Today, this morning, we are going to talk for a bit about the biggest problems we humans have. Braden's real big on humans, so that's why I put that in there. One of our other grandsons likes to say we humans. That includes everybody, right? We all fit that category. Now, Lord help me. All right, if you're here this morning, I want you to know this applies to you. And if you're listening via the internet, it applies to you. Thou shall have no other gods before God Almighty. Now, we know that we're cursed with this old sin nature because of Adam's sin in the garden, and we face that. But many times we don't want to acknowledge the worthy adversary that we fight every day here in this life. Satan, Lucifer, that old devil. Many names for him, but a lot of the times I'm afraid that we don't give him the respect that he deserves. I've seen some eyebrows go up. Respect him? Well, listen, you can respect the quality of his work because he's very good at what he does. And he's never tiring, he never gives up, and he will never quit until Jesus deals with him. Your sin nature you deal with every day, but let me tell you what, Satan and the influence that he has on our culture, on our world, on our nation, we also deal with that every day. Jesus speaks about Satan in John chapter 8, verse 44. Turn over there and see what it says. Here's what he says. I'm just going to read part of it. He says, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan has over the years convinced humans that we can dabble in Christianity and still serve God. If you're serving yourself, you're not serving God. Oh boy, that's pretty tough, preacher, man. Think about what I said. You cannot serve two masters. If you're serving yourself, you can't serve God. Well, preacher, I come to church. I'm glad you're here this morning. Okay? How much do you come to church? Well, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday nights as well. Well, then your buddies probably think you're an exceptional Christian. You've given 5 hours of your week to God. Well, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? When you think about it like that. Well, what if you don't? Oh, what if you don't come on Sunday night? Well, preacher, you know, there's a lot of churches around that don't even have church on Sunday night anymore. Okay? You've given 3 hours of your week to God. Well, preacher, I come on Sunday morning when I can. What determines your can? Do you see what I'm saying? Something determines your can come and your can't come to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Fishing. I put that at the top of the list because that's what I like to do. Okay? Do you know that the fish always bite better on Sunday than any other day of the week? You know how I know this? I see more boats going toward the lake on Sunday morning than I do on any other day of the week. That must mean the fish are biting better. Okay? Oh, and by the way, if you fish tournaments, all those tournament finals are on when? Sunday. What about ball games? Anything wrong with fishing or playing ball? Nope. Unless it gets in the way of serving God. What about rodeos? The finals are always on Sunday. You know, I dabbled in that a little bit when I was younger, and your weekend is consumed by going. Your weekdays are consumed by practicing, and the next thing you know, you're out of church. Well, preacher, Sunday is the only day that I have to mow the grass. Well, let it grow. Who do you serve? God or self? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, mowing my grass don't mean I am not serving, or that I'm serving self. Well, then mow it another day. It's the priority of the things in our life that determine who we are. Have you ever just thought for a minute? And if you hadn't, then I ask you to just think for a minute. What if everybody that was on the roll at our church came next Sunday morning? We'd have to open the doors because they wouldn't all fit. What if half of them came? The ones that are on the roll. This place would be packed. Why are people not coming to church? Because they don't want to. It's because their priorities are on other things. They're serving themselves instead of God. Well, preacher, that's a pretty harsh line you're taking. It's Bible. It's Bible. Because God will not accept anything but number one in your life. Satan will have you believe that you can serve God and do things that you want to do just whenever you want to do them and serve God when you want to. God does not, will not accept that. Satan has filled our lives with so many choices that sometimes it's hard to decide what we're going to do. Well, let me tell you, whenever I was a kid, whenever we got up on Sunday morning, there was no debate about where we were going. We were going to church. It's a decision you have to make. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, he says, I've seen it actually on the doorpost of a church or two. I wish it was painted right up there so you could see it when you go out every time. We may do that someday. Listen, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands ye dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Those gods that Joshua was talking about are alive and well and flourishing today. And the world serves them. They're flourishing. Well, preacher, excuse me. I can listen to your sermon on the internet. Let me tell you, friend, we put the sermons on the internet not so that you don't come to church, but for those who can't come to church. Nothing takes the place of being in God's house. Well, you know, I can stream Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, Robert Jeffries, and guess what, preacher? They're all better than you. Yeah, you're right. They are. And I listen to them occasionally. And they are better than me. But they don't have a better word because we get it from the same book. And let me tell you, God will bless you when you put forth the effort to come to His services and take part. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 tells us very plainly. Throughout the Word, we're told all these plain things that we want to twist to make fit ourselves. Listen, God wrote it. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It's still God's Word. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting or lifting up one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Nothing period, should take precedence over serving God. Someday you'll regret it if you don't put God first. Well, I'm saved, preacher. I'm going to heaven. Praise the Lord. But you're going to stand before Him in judgment one of these days as well. All of us will. Doesn't have anything to do with your salvation, but it does have to do with your service. Where you got God? Where do you have Him? I'm going to reach back into the past and pull this out. I've used it in a sermon before, but David Phelps sings a song entitled, quote, Second Fiddle. He's an amazing singer. If you've never heard David, here are the lyrics. The angels got together in the great throne room, thought they'd pass some time by picking a tune. Michael on guitar, Raphael on mandolin, and Gabe, he was the leader on the old violin. I think it was an elder said, what you gonna play? Amazing Grace or how about Happy Day? The strings were all tuned and they were tapping their feet. But just when they were ready to play the first beat, God walked in the room and a hush filled the air. Gabriel put down his bow and moved down to second chair. The chorus goes like this. It is not a bill that's up to be voted on. It became a law when he wrote it in stone. Number one in the list of his big ten. When he came to earth, he said it again. It's been the same way since the beginning of time. So don't be fooled into thinking that it's not a crime. He made it plain and clear. It's not a rhyme or riddle. God don't play second fiddle. I once knew a man that was climbing the ladder. His portfolio was all that mattered. He made lots of cash, didn't give much away. His very best friend was his CPA. A beautiful wife, two girls and a boy, but his IRA was his pride and joy. His own net worth became divine at the altar of his bottom line. But then the market turned and his bank account ran dry. Betrayed by his money god, he just hung his head and cried. And the chorus again, it's not a bill that's up to be voted on. It became a law when he wrote it in stone. Number one in the list of his big ten. When he came to earth, Jesus said it again. It's been the same way since the beginning of time, so don't be fooled into thinking it's not a crime. He made it plain and clear. It's not a rhyme or riddle. God doesn't play second fiddle. No compromise, no way that he'll concede. If he's going to play at all, he's got to have the lead. So let him play. I love the words to that old song. They're so true and they're scriptural. I want you to know this morning that God will not accept second place in your life. If we're fooling ourselves into thinking that just coming to church, when it suits me, or when I feel like it, or when I don't have something else to do, is pleasing to God, you're buying into that lie that Satan has put out there, that you can serve two gods. We're here this morning to serve God, worship Him, and give Him honor and glory. But I want you to know that we have to serve God on His terms. The Word has not changed. God has not, nor will He ever change. His terms very simply mean this. He is number one in your life. Now, many of you have heard me say this. One of the things that I struggle with the most in keeping in its proper place is my wife. I love her. She loves me. and I can hug her and touch her and look at her. And so I struggle with that sometimes, but I know that she don't want to be in God's place either. She wants to be where God wants her to be, number two. God always should be number one in our thoughts, in our minds, in our service, and in our dedication. Israel was God's chosen people. If you go back and you read in the Old Testament that He blessed them when they served Him. And when they chose to go their own way, God punished them. You think God's changed? The people are watching us, Christian brother and sister. And if we play at serving God, I want to tell you what they think. It's not worth the effort. Look, they go down there to Oak Hill, but I see them at the lake on Sunday or wherever I go. It must not be real. It must not be their number one priority. People are watching us, friend. And they see our dedication. Is it worth it? Is dedicating your life worth the sacrifice of things that you might give up? I want you to know that God truly does bless those who serve Him. Listen, friend, God wants to bless you, but it has to be on His terms. I think of America, and I think of the turmoil and everything that's going on in America, which is still the greatest place in the world. I believe that God had a hedge built around us for years and years and years. But now that hedge is coming down. And it's not because God doesn't want to bless America. It's because America doesn't want to bless God. Amen. You see, Israel learned that lesson the hard way. Are we Americans going to learn it the same way? You can't serve two masters. This nation that has been called over the years a Christian nation has now been called not a Christian nation by some of our leaders. Sadly to say, I'm afraid that that's probably true as a whole. It rips my heart out. But folk, it's up to us Christians to serve God. It's worth it. It's truly worth it. How do you know, preacher? Well, you know what? I could be fishing this morning, but I wouldn't get to see your smiling face. I wouldn't have got to hear Brother Jeff teach a wonderful class. We wouldn't get to hear reading from God's Word, beautiful singing, all these things, this rejuvenation, this recharging, this fellowship that we have here. You see, when God is put first, He'll bless you a lot more than you give. You cannot outgive God. So the question this morning has to be this: is God truly number one in your life? Or do you serve Him when it's convenient? I asked somebody here a few weeks back. I said, well, who am I going to call if at 9 o'clock on next Sunday morning I decide to go fishing instead of preaching? Which one of you going to fill in? See? You got to decide beforehand what you're going to do. Where are you going to be Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? Well, that's just 5 hours a week, friend. What if you never crack your Bible other than that? You know, you've just given God just a tiny little fraction. You want God to bless you? Serve Him. It's truth. You want to be blessed by God? Serve Him. Put Him number one. He will not accept anything less than being number one. I'm so thankful for this church. It's filled with such good people. Listen to me, friend. We can all do better. We all need to work at it, myself included, because I want to keep God in the spot that He demands, and that's number one. We come here to worship and serve and honor God. I'm here, preacher, okay? Thank you for coming. What did you do to prepare before you got here? I hope you understand what I'm trying to get across. The Spirit has laid this sermon on my heart because truly God desires, demands to be first in your life. And to do that, you must dedicate, make a conscious decision that I'm going to serve God first, no matter what. And when you do that, God will bless you. Will there be obstacles? Absolutely. Satan will make sure of it. But Satan is not in control of you. When you serve God, God is in control of you. I think of Jesus when He was led out into the desert and Satan tempted Him and offered Him everything. Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And you know what's so wonderful about that? Satan didn't argue with Him. Satan didn't have any power over Him. When Jesus told him to get behind Him, he got behind Him. Are you struggling? Does Satan keep putting things in your way? Call down the power of Jesus Christ on him. The Bible tells us that when we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. Let me tell you something, friend. The closer we get to God, the further we get from Satan. My prayer this morning is that we'd all leave here with a desire deep down in our hearts to put God number one. I want you to know something. That when you do that, God will bless you in so many ways you can't even imagine. Trust me. Listen to me. Try God and see. You can't outgive Him. Dedicate your life to Him. Get involved. Together we can change this world. How do you know that, preacher? Jesus and 12 men turned this world upside down. And we have more than they had. We have the written word. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And we live in a nation that allows us to freely gather and worship God in spirit and in truth. Take full advantage of what we have. Dedicate your life to the service of God and be blessed. Gene, if you would, Linda Gill, I ask you to stand with me, if you would, for a word of prayer. Our Father, as we come to you at this time, thankful, Lord, for the gift that you've given us in Jesus Christ. The gift, Lord, that you've given us of being born an American citizen. To live in this great nation that allows us to gather and to worship in spirit and truth. I pray, Lord, that you would be with the leaders of our country, be with the citizens of our nation, that we might turn to Jesus, seek his guidance in our life. Lord, that's what it's going to take to turn this nation around. Lord, I pray for each and every one that's here today that might hear this sermon on the internet, that we would be convicted, Lord, to dedicate ourselves to the service of God. I thank you in advance, Lord, for answered prayers. Now just pray that if there's any here this morning that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they would realize by the leadership of the Spirit that they can never please God until they accept Jesus Christ. And after that free gift that you give us, then we serve because we put you number one. Your will, Lord, be done in each and every life. Or maybe there's some here that need to dedicate their life or rededicate their life, or maybe you're leading them here to join with us. Maybe, Lord, they don't know Jesus. I pray that the Spirit would lead each and every soul here to your will in their life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Page number 190.
Do you feel the drawing? Do you feel that little calling? Do you feel like that you need to make a move for God? Thank you for coming, each and every one of you. There's a good crowd here today. God bless you for coming. I hope that you take this message the right way this morning. God laid it on my heart, and I don't know anything other than to preach it. It comes straight from God's Word. The Spirit will deal with each and every one that hears it. Whether it's on the internet, I don't know. But God has a purpose, so now it's up to you to decide. Wherever you might be. Thank you for coming. It's all...